Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
I honestly think this is an age-old question for women and men. And when you're dating, whether it's online or wherever, like, you start questioning, are my standards too high? Or, like, are my standards too high? Or am I just, or do I just know my worth? So it's like, where is that line? Where is that balance of, like, I need to check myself where, or I need to stand on 10 toes and be like, no, this is who I am. This is what I want. And this is what I deserve. And Rebecca, our social media producer, who is dabbling back into the online dating game, you're asking yourself that same question.
Oh, I know my standards are too high.
Okay, good.
they're too high, but I'm at peace with that, I think.
What is your standard? Like, are you thinking your standards are like celeb status? Are you looking for a certain type of woman or man?
I think for me, the problem is I get the ick very, very easily.
And you can't get over it?
I can't. Once you give me the ick, that's it. That's it for life, for sure. And I cut you off pretty easily. Like, after a first date, if I get the ick from you, that's it. We're not moving forward from there.
Do you have an example of the last ick you got on a date and you were like, no, I can't date this person?
Oh, do I, Kristen?
I feel a list coming.
Yeah, I am the list girl. Mm-hmm. So that is why I came to the table today. I have some examples from my dating history because honestly, I haven't even had a lot of first dates because it's hard for me to go from the app to a first date because I'm like, I only want to meet you in person if I really feel like we're going to connect. Mm-hmm. And I'm usually wrong, even on those first dates. So I want you guys to tell me these interesting stories from my dating history. Did I cut these people off too soon? Did they deserve to be dated? Or was it deserved that I cut them off?
All right, let's hear the X.
Okay, this was the first time I ever went on a dating app. I was 19. Tinder was still for dating, not anything else.
Please, it was never just for dating. Are you kidding?
I was getting ready to say I was never even on there because I've been with my now husband forever, but I don't ever recall Tinder being for dating. I only remember Tinder being for hookups.
Mm-hmm. I swear, when I was 19, it was actually for dating.
It was never for dating. Maybe at art school it was for dating. You guys were all just looking for your next muse. At the University of Florida, it was for you know what.
Okay, that might be true.
That tricks.
But yeah, I was talking to this guy who I had met and on the app on Tinder, and he also went to SCAD in Savannah.
How funny. You're hitting the nail on the head, aren't you, Abby?
It's almost like I'm observant.
Oh my God. I still get so mad about this exchange. It like boils my blood. So I'm really, really, I especially want to see what Mo thinks about this.
Okay.
So we were just doing our little like small talk back and forth. Like, do you have any siblings? Where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'm from Atlanta. And he replied, that sucks. I'm so sorry.
What's wrong with Atlanta?
Yeah. I was like, what? What does that mean? And he said, well, I'm from New York, but I'm hyper aware of how sexist and racist it is down here. To which I was like, okay, maybe that's fair. But the guy was literally from this tiny, tiny town that bordered like Canada. So I was like, you just met your first non-white person at orientation last week. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. So I blocked him.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
That's fair?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, am I crazy?
No, that's like a really randomly harsh judgment on yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I still get so mad about that.
Yeah, no, I get that one.
Right now, We approve of your standards.
Okay, deserved.
Okay.
Cut off deserved. Okay, number two, this is like the quickest breakup ever. I think I talked about this on the show. I went on a date with a girl. It was like a date, quote unquote. We were at a park and we were going on a walk with my dog, my beloved dog, Miggy. And she did not greet my dog.
I remember you talking about this.
She didn't say hello. My dog was like looking adorable with her big puppy eyes. She did not even look at my dog. So after that date, I never talked to her again.
It would be, listen, I'm the one that has a kid and I also have pets. So don't come at me. Or if you do, I'm just going to ignore it. If I show up in public with my dog and you don't acknowledge them, I'm going to be hurt. Yeah. Just like if I show up in public with a kid and you don't acknowledge my child or introduce yourself to my child or say something to my child, I'm going to be hurt. Like there's another heartbeat in front of you. Don't be rude.
Exactly. Like, my dog has charm. Like, don't be swayed by her charms.
That is ridiculous. It is. I mean, to be fair, though, if you're looking for a dog person to match your energy, then that person's not right for you. But if someone came up and met my dog before they said hi to me or spent, I would just, it's a dog. It's like my dog, but you're here for me, not from a dog.
Cassie and I could not be on more polar ends of the spectrum. I need you to get down on your knees, on the ground, get nose to nose. Like, I want you in my dog space to introduce yourself.
100%.
I don't even have a dog, and I always have, like, the common decency to say hello to someone's dog if I say hello to them as well.
You got
to
say hello, but I do think maybe in that scenario they were a little nervous, and maybe they just kind of froze up and was like, they were just blinded by your beauty. They were so focused on you, they forgot to say hi to Miggy.
Maybe, but when I'm nervous, I go straight for the dog.
Yes, that's a comfort animal. It's a comfort animal. And what I always do, too, is I ask the owner, hi, is it okay if I pet your dog? Huh? Like the proper thing to do when she met you would be like, hey, is it okay if I pet your dog?
Yeah, it's common courtesy.
Easy win.
How do you not want to pet the dog?
Yeah, that's fair.
There's something wrong with you, you psychopath.
Okay, this last one, it still embarrasses me to think about it. This wasn't a date. This was like a potential romantic connection that my friends wanted me to make. Like, oh, we think you'll really hit it off with this guy. Like, he's really cool. And I was like, okay. So we went out in like a group setting and the guy insisted that we go to this like hole in the wall, like Mexican restaurant, which was great. Like the food was really, really good. But when the waiter came to put in our order for the food, he ordered with an authentic Mexican accent. And this man was not Latino. But even worse than that was he did a terrible, terrible accent. He literally sounded like Dracula. He was like, quesadilla. I want a quesadilla.
Oh, so he did not just like the foods, but like everything in between.
Yes, I swear to God. It was like from the beginning to the end, once he started ordering, it was like the Latino accent just popped on.
Oh, I would have ran up out of there.
That's so icky. Guy, we're at Chili's. Like, put the accent away.
The Bird Show.